play in the... Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we're going to talk about some things. We're not doing a year overview yet. We're going to do that next week, because it'll be the last week of 2022, and what a year it's been. Okay, but I do want to talk about something, because I watched a movie, and it was kind of woke, and I was having a conversation with a guy that knows this culture better than anybody else, that I've talked to anyway, and the movie is called Not Okay. Basically, it was about this young white girl, and it's important that she's white, mostly straight white girl. And she is a writer for she's a photographer, but she's a photo editor. I'm sorry. Photo editor, but she aspires to being a writer. She wants to be a writer. She's written some stuff. She's trying to talk about why she's sad. Nobody wants anything to do with her. And she works for a magazine called Depravity. Now, everybody in here, like, this is what the progressives actually want. Like, it's... like, the whole, there's, like, you know, you have your gay people and lesbians and everybody walks around. It's one of those things where you can tell it's just a woke environment.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's certain things that they say where, this person said, oh, it's God. And they said, oh, and then the gay guy goes up to the person and says, hey, this is a non-denominational work environment. So, and she said, well, I didn't say what God. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. But it's really important to actually sit down and watch and observe the movie. Because you have to observe you have to observe the Zoomer culture. Just to actually see what's going on. And the filmmakers do a very good job of explaining what's really going on. They, of course, demonize, you know, everybody that was on the right side of politics or that's against the progressive message is an alt-right evil person. And they actually make that known in several parts of the movie. But basically what happens is, and this really talks about society, or the modern, like, the drive that everybody has to be famous, to be known all over the internet. Basically, this girl, she's attracted to this dude who, oh man, he's a fuckboy. He's a fuckboy. He talks black. He's white. He's a white guy. He talks black. He's got that kind of douchey look, you know, to him. He's got tattoos all over his arms. Got kind of almost like a tattoo on his neck. He's vaping, you know, and that's considered to be, like, the cool guy. And it turns out he's a weed blogger. So he's actually got money to go across the world and, you know, basically do all this kind of stuff and take all these pictures all over the Instagram. And I even got to take a line from Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit said that if you want to do, you know, if you want to date on Instagram, the way to get girls' interest is by taking pictures of yourself in all these exotic locations. Because then they see it and they want to be a part of that world. They're like, oh, wow, he goes to all these cool places and does all these cool things. I want to be a part of that. So that's what he was basically doing. And she was having problems. Like, she asked the gay people, she's like, because they were doing queer bowling. And she says, well, I kind of kissed a girl at one time, and they're looking at her like just cringing, kind of, because of what, you know, she's just trying to fit in, and she can't fit in, because she's not, because she says, hey, is this queer bowling thing only for, like, LGBT people? Mm. And they said, well, yeah. And she tried to put her hand on the lesbian girl, the butch lesbian, and she wasn't having it. But the butch lesbian is really important in the story because the butch lesbian is the one that finds out what she does. Now, here's what she does, and this is, like, almost too, like, it's, if this actually happened, it would be one in 0.9999999, like, just endless nights. There's no fucking way these odds would ever happen.
Yeah.
But basically, what happens is she says, well, I'm going to go ahead and put myself in these different places that I haven't been, and I can do it with Photoshop. So she takes pictures of herself. She gets a green screen. She makes herself look like she's going to Paris, and she takes all these pictures of herself in France. Not really in France, but she uses French backgrounds and puts herself in there, then puts it on Instagram. And the blogger sees her that she's been all over France. Now, what happened is there just happened to be a terrorist bombing in France. Several people in France die because of this terrorist bombing, and they happen to be the places that she was at. Now, again, this is a 1 in, like, 9 billion chance of something ever like that actually happening. But now, people think that she's a survivor. People think, oh, you were in that that horrible tragedy. You know, you're a trauma victim and all that, right? So basically, she goes in there and she says, well, this is how I get famous. So she basically took on trauma that wasn't her own. She basically said, oh yeah, I was in the tragedy and everything and tried to, you know, but she was horrible at playing it off. The actress that was playing her just showed, you know, they were trying to say, I don't want to go too far ahead, but she eventually meets up with a trauma group, and they ask her about her issues, and she's like, well, you know, I'm holding up pretty well and all that, and they're like, what colors do you see? And one was like purple, and the other one was like red, and she's like, and it was like monochrome. She's like, well, yeah, it's kind of, everything is gray to me, it's just monochrome. Like, you can tell that she was just trying to wing it the whole way, but she was actually able to fake it till she made it. And she ended up basically befriending this young 17-year-old black girl. This black girl is important because basically what she did... Oh, sorry, folks. I'm fucking around with my audio settings. That's just changing my frames. Don't worry about that, guys. But anyway, so she's friends with this 17-year-old girl, and she's trying to get closer, and then she finds information out about this girl, Rowan Aldrin. So basically, she finds out that this girl basically survived a mass shooting at her school. And what she did is, I mean, she's like a spokesperson. She's on, you know, everybody's talking about her. She's the voice of the generation. And she does these soapbox speeches. So the young woman is interested. She's like, oh, wow, this woman can make me famous. You know, because I'm a victim. So basically, she wrote an article. They got together after they went to a place where you beat up shit called a rage place. Basically, they give you like old TV and you beat up shit. Yeah. Absolutely. After they went to one of those, they got to work on an article. And it was called, I Am Not Okay. And she was basically talking about how she wasn't okay with everything. And she wrote this good piece. And it got shared all over the internet. And then after that, she showed it to the girl. And the girl is already, you know, this media figure. So she basically posted that on her Instagram. And the women went viral. The entire world was using the hashtag, I Am Not Okay. And she became... like a celebrity. She had 32,000 fans on Instagram. Just everything was changing about her. And of course, the dude that she, you know, was doing all this for, they eventually meet up. And I don't know why the writer kept doing this, like the director, but they always tried to make her see, like, there were sections where she would see the French people, and I don't really understand those parts of the movie still to this, like, I just saw it, and I don't understand what the hell was going on there. It didn't feel like it was supposed to be like a nightmare, but, like, they turned around one of the bomber, and it was like a kid. And they never elaborated on it. Like, they never said anything else. They, like, had nothing to do with anything. Yeah. So, but for some odd reason, she would keep seeing the bomber and in the audience and stuff, even though she was never actually there.
Yeah.
And it was so
gave herself
weird
PTSD.
Yeah, through an event that she didn't even experience, which doesn't make sense.
Some people,
I guess, anxiety, but anyway, she and him were talking, and he was basically like, I mean, because this guy, he was trying to smoke a joint that had like 8 different joints rolled into it or something. It was one of the weirdest things I'd ever seen. Him trying to light that thing was absolutely hilarious. You could tell the actor never lit anything like that. It was seriously funny. And, but yeah, they went to this party. After they went to this big old party, well, while they were at the party, rather, there was this girl, and she had all these little tote bags and things. And she says to him, "Can I take one?" He said, "No, go ahead, take 10 of them. I don't care, take them all." It's like, it doesn't fucking matter. It's like, I'm used to this shit, man. This is my life. So, basically, there's a red pill in the movie, too. Despite that it's woke, as a red pill. I know. You guys, you're like, oh, we might have to watch it. No, I can explain it to you. And it's going to be like, yeah, I figured that. Anyway, this fuckboy. And they only say that because the dude's got options. He's a blogger. He's been around the world. He's got all this fame and stuff like that. He's got money.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens is they're in the club. And she sees this fucking bomber guy again. Like, and she's like, oh, we gotta go. We can't be here. Is there anywhere else we can go? And he says, oh, you read my mind. And I'm saying to myself, dude, that's probably not what she was thinking. But all of a sudden, they start fucking or whatever. And he's in her. And she says, oh, did you just come in me? So she has to go in there and get a fucking plan B. And she goes and messages the guy, hey, I got a plan B, I'm all good, you ready to do something? And no response. And then she goes and looks on his Instagram, and he's at the he's at a club partying with new chicks. Mm. He's like, I got all these girls. And I said, what did you expect? Again, these young girls think that this douchebag, oh, he's a, you know, They like these kind of guys, and then they realize that these guys have options. Oh, yeah, well, I nutted in her. I'm about to go nutting these other girls now. That's exactly what he's thinking. Because all he's doing is playing it off. And it's not until the lesbian, and Drexel talked about this shit in live chat yesterday. He said, you always got to go with the lesbians because they will always tell you the fucking truth. Like, if you want to know what's going on with some guys or some girls,
oh,
the
well,
lesbians
will that.
Always fucking
tell
you that
shit. I'll
tell you,
I've known some lesbians to be just as bad about lying to their significant other.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they'll tell you what's going down, though. They'll tell you what a lot of other people want. And basically what she did, because he came in, you know, this dude that she was interested in, not the lesbian girl, but our main character. He works there. He works at Depravity. I don't know what the fuck he does, but he comes in dressed like, you know, the guy I'm talking about, he's dressed like that dude off Saturday Night Live. You know the guy, Saturday Night Live.
Oh, the Continental?
The one that did the King of whatever, King, that movie, King of New York, King of Staten Island.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he looks like him.
Oh, man, he looks like...
Well, that's the one that all the girls were into. And basically, this guy, he comes off, he's like, man, look at her ass, she thick. Look at that. And the lesbian girl says, "Colin, you're from Maine." And he's like, and then he changes his voice. He's like, "Yeah, well, but you don't have to, you know, rub it in. It's like, you don't have to have all our information revealed." So obviously it's a fucking play, which is PUA, by the way. This dude just demonstrated PUA, like, 100%. That's pretty much all it is. Because they're just fucking faking it to make it. That's all they're doing. Yeah. They're faking it. "Oh, look at me. I'm a..." No, you're not. That's the funny thing about PUA. All these guys say, "Oh, I'm..." No. The girls will fall for it. You know, the brain dead sluts will fall for it. But yeah, real man knows. Real man knows he's bullshitting.
Yeah.
And, a lesbian knows he's bullshitting. And I'm talking about the type of lesbian. I'm not talking about your fucking lipstick lesbians. I'm talking about your dyke. The one that looks like a man. You talk to her about some shit, she's gonna tell you some shit. I'm telling you right now. Those are the ones. It was a dyke lesbian that told me all about the damn government and all the fucking elite and Illuminati and all that shit. "Yo, you gotta study this, Grim. You gotta watch Zeitgeist and all that." "Really? And you just got out of the military?" "Yeah, but you gotta look at this shit." So it was her that got me into all that. And I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And lesbians will fuck dudes. I mean, that's just... I mean, the woman I was talking about, you know her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know her. You know her. We'll just call her L. But yeah, she's the one that... She dated my friend a while back. Yeah. She dated, had sex with him, but realized she was a lesbian. And, I mean, well, I was talking to a gay man last night, and he's basically saying, you'd be surprised how many gay men have actually had kids and all that, have families. They just decided later they were gay. I knew a man like that, an older man. He had a wife and kids, and he just said, "Well, I'm gay." And they broke up, and he has a husband now. So it is what it is. He's an old guy. Old, he's about in his 60s now. Millionaire. Yeah, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
Because his mother died and left him ridiculous amounts of money. And I know his son, good friends with his son. Yeah, his son's got all kinds of money. But, again, I'm not the guy that's like, oh yeah, I mean, he messages me all the time. But I'm not one of these guys like... I mean, if he ever did something happen to him and I'm giving some money, I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, that'd be great. I don't know. But I'm not going to be over there begging on the coattails because I don't think that's right.
No.
I mean, if I'm gifted something like that, I'm like, hell yeah. I'm going to take that money and I'm going to invest it and do what's right with it. You know, I'm not a guy that'll just go and blow money on bullshit. But yeah, it's a heck of a movie. But the main part of the movie is basically, you know, she gets to know this girl and finds out her sister dies. Her sister was killed in the shooting and tries to take the place of her sister and almost makes the young girl believe it. Till finally the lesbian girl, because they've given this girl her own office now, she basically goes in and says, "Oh no, I'm going to a protest." She goes to like a protest with the other girl, like We Care rally or some shit. And the lesbian girl hops into the office and she looks through the computer and finds a lot of shit on the computer. But while that's going on, she's over here at the protest. And basically, well, she sees that dude again while she's talking. That fucking, it's always that weird Matt, the weird hooded guy, the bomber guy.
Yeah.
And these alt-right guys, they throw firecrackers. And it scares the girl and the security guards have to take her off. And they say, "Fucking snowflakes!" And it's so funny because you can tell it's like the left wing perception of the right. Because they're made out to be, you fucking snowflakes. Yeah, you're fireworks. And then I was looking at like the Twitter conversation they had. And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't even need guns for the boog. We can get them with fireworks. So, yeah, remember, they're not even talking about the fucking boog anymore. The boog boy shit is long over with, so it's just...
Boog boy?
Boog. Boogaloo. Boog. Boogaloo. Boogaloo boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, the Civil War boy. They were going... Civil War II Electric Boogaloo. That's why they fucking call them Boogaloo boys. They were going to start a civil war. Kill the left, basically. Yeah, that's what that meant. Yeet the left, I guess you'd say. Yeet the left. But, that's what their whole idea was. So, basically, yeah, that's what the movie portrayed them to be. And then after that, the lesbian girl comes to the other woman's, the main character's apartment. And she basically says, hey, we need to talk. And she says, about what? And she says, Paris. And she says, oh, no, he says, and then she says, okay, first of all, you said it was sunny when you went to Paris, and the weather report said it was raining right before the bombing. Mm. She says, well, you know, I could understand that, because, you know, you were probably distraught from the trauma. But then she said, you said that you visited this one area of the Louvre, this one, Notre Dame, and he said, Notre Dame has been decommissioned for several years. So there's no way you explored that. So basically, she found out what was going on, and she said, look, I'm going to give you two options. She said the first option is, I can write about how you're a fraud, and it'll look really good for my career. And the second option is, you can just do it yourself. And he said, whatever option you choose, you better have a damn good apology for Rowan L. Aldrin. So now she has to go in there and literally write the article called Clearing the Air, which is a really short piece, talking about how she lied. And then she becomes the most hated person in the world, and she gets doxxed. Oh, by the way, yeah, they literally show this in the movie. They literally show people on YouTube. They look like, I don't know, they look like libertarian type guys. They don't look like hardcore rednecks. But they're like, okay, this is her address, guys, blah, 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 blah. It's like, if you're a serial killer or something like that, you cannot actually do that on the internet. If you did that shit on the internet, you would have the police actually coming after you. Because and that's one thing that the movie really needed to, like, the director, he needs his head examined on that. Because, like, that's too far. Because if you're trying to do a movie based in realism, you can't put stuff that is absolutely illegal. Yeah. And maybe the director doesn't know that. That's very possible.
Well,
he might not be. He might be too busy.
Researchers.
Yeah, there's researchers, but sometimes...
But of course, if they got that so wrong about the leftist idea of the right...
Then they were trying. But they were basically saying... Because he's saying, oh yeah, it's like somebody needs to get rid of her. And he said... He said, man, no, we can't say that on here. He's like, it's okay, it's cool, and I got guns. So you see how they're trying to do that? Yeah, that's called propaganda. So even though there was the red pill about the PUA thing, yeah, they totally destroyed the opposing side, the other side they didn't like, the Trumpers and whatever. So, yeah. But anyway, she goes into an online shaming group. And basically, she starts talking about the whole situation. They're like, well, have you thought about making amends? So she goes down to the spoken word theater. Because, of course, the little black girl's a spoken word artist. And she goes in there. And basically, that girl does a electrifying performance where she just talks about how she was taken advantage of. And what this shows, honestly, it's not so much about the moral, What this really shows to me, and what this movie showed, is how fucked our society is. Yeah. Because there was one scene that really stuck out. And this is when they were at the party. She's talking with the blogger. And basically, he says, yeah, I got 20,000 followers. How many do you got? Like 20, like 30? She's like 32,000. He's like, whoa. I was like, dude, yeah. Because people were, they were literally trying to show that this generation, the only fucking type of currency they seem to have is how many people are following you online. Oh, yeah. That's the only currency they seem to have. And that's really, really bad. And not only that, like, when she had become, when she was the trauma survivor and went to work, you know, the woman that owns the magazine, everybody's clapping. And the woman says, oh, yes, you can clap. That's an appropriate response.
Yeah.
That's really frightening. They're basically saying, oh, you can only clap if we tell you it's okay to clap. Even though you are, you would want to clap at something like that. Oh, but you might offend or upset somebody. So you might not be able to clap at something like this. That is the problem. They're trying to have this super diverse. And I'm going to tell you something. I've talked to a guy for a long time. He watches some of my content, so he might see this video, but he's a younger guy. And he has seen the change in California, being a game developer, from these young kids going all the way up to now, with the progressiveness, just being shoved, force-fed. It's like they hold open their mouth and just dump all this shit in. And what happens? You don't just get fans. You get fanatics. You get true blue believers. Oh, we've got to be diverse. We've got to make sure we don't offend people. And guess what? You know what I said? I said gaming. So guess what? You like your games? A lot of them are going to be more woke and progressive because that's what the name of the game is. If all those kids coming out of there, all those talented, I'm not saying they don't have skills because they do. They just have a woke agenda because they've been raised that way. They've been brainwashed that way. You can't just, you know, go back on this because there was an argument going on. And then finally he said, look, I listen to everything. But I have experienced it. I'm the only one here that has the legitimate experience to tell you how bad this really is. Folks, we are in for a hell of a generation. You think these people are really out to, I mean, he said it, communism.
Yeah, destroy our society.
They have to destroy the society to bring about communism. He said literally, all of it's communist. He said every single bit of it's fucking communist. And there's not a goddamn thing we can really do about it. And again, it gets bad when... there's an answer. I know some people have an answer. But, you know, it's just... it's inevitable. And this is the society we've got now. This is the Zoomer Alpha Gen society that we're walking into. Because what the Zoomers are, Alpha's going to be worse. Alpha's not going to be better. Alpha's only going to have more unhinged guys. And I'm talking about the incel guys that are to the point where they... Alright, so basically what we discussed was this. Now, don't take offense to this. This is just opinions. I didn't say this. I didn't say this. I heard this. I'm regurgitating what I heard. The traditionals. The traditionalists, the trads, you know, whatever you want to call them, they're going to take the incels under their wing. You say, why would they want incels? Well, think about what an incel wants. An incel wants, no, they don't want sex. Sex is part of it. It's like a quarter of what they want. What they want is, they want a wife, they want children, they want the white picket fence. They want everything that was promised to them. They want a home. They want the things the that American they were dream. Not. Yeah, they want the American dream. That's what they want. And
think about it, wife, kids, and all that, spreading your seed.
Yeah,
that's biology.
Yeah. They want biology.
You think it's so easy to shoot male deer a certain time?
Yeah. They want biology, and I understand that. So the traditionalists. Well, now he said either one of two things will happen. They'll join up, and it'll fall flat on its fucking face, or it'll start this new religious thing where, you know, it's awakening, religious awakening, which will be like the old one where a lot of people, you know, still do the degenerate things behind the scenes, you know, but they are more religious. And I mean, that's what might happen. That's probably what's gonna happen. And also, we did talk about that they'll probably never elect another actual Republican president. Now, they'll have rhinos, but I don't think they'll actually elect another Republican president, because they're going to make sure that Donald Trump never happens again.
Yeah, they're trying to.
Yep. Yeah. And Donald Trump would probably get, what did he say? We were talking maybe 75 million at most. Maybe 75 million. He won't win, but he'd get really, really close if he ran. Because we've already seen the purple drink country. The purple drink country is what happened with this year's election. Well, we had red and blue. It was fucking equal, even Steven. It was full on even Steven, purple drink. So that's what we got to deal with. And that's what we're going to deal with next election, because they're going to try everything in their power to make sure that another Republican, and I mean real Republican, doesn't get elected. It's done. Yeah. So buckle up, because this progressive shit, it's going to get pushed through.
They know so many people have actually seen the proof of the cheating and the fraud and all that, and they don't care. They just keep, nope, nothing to see here.
And the Twitter files, which Elon Musk is stepping down on as of today, they say he's stepping down. He did a poll, and I actually voted for him to stay, but I wasn't. My voice wasn't as strong as the others. So, I mean, it was very close. It was very close when I checked. And he's stepping down. And he's going to have somebody else come in there, probably a puppet. And he's going to be working with Tesla and doing his robots and all the other stuff.
I think he should have a puppet and keep
I think he should, because he needs to do his robots and everything else. I mean, that's what he needs to do.
Well, I'm saying so, making his decisions he's been making.
Because
shining a light to all the...
Because they're now going to invest... They're saying that the FBI needs to be investigated now. And I'm glad. I've been against the FBI for a long time, because I think that the FBI and CIA have already been accounted. They've had information leaked about the CIA and the child shit, child stuff that we talked about. Disgusting, horrible shit. Yeah, these government officials, somebody needs to bring them to task.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's time. I'm glad that this information's finally coming out. They might investigate and find out what's going on. And of course, the left's like, oh yeah, you don't have information. It's like, yeah, we do have information.
They just think if you repeat it enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad, guys. It's really bad. But yeah, that movie more or less illustrated to me the world they want. And I'm not talking about so much the morals and all that. But again, there was one scene in the movie that's very... Another scene that's very important. At the therapy group, there was a guy that said, you know, because he was in a tragedy, that when his kids are playing video games, he has to tell them... He has to mute the sound because the gunshots and the explosions, he can't work with them. It's too much for him because of the trauma that he went through. And then the young girl, the 17-year-old I was talking about, the voice of the nation or whatever, she says, why do you let them play these games? Why do you support a culture that encourages gun violence? And I'm like, dude, it's literally the right all over again. Because the right was trying to say Doom and all these other games were bad, and we're playing a shooter right now, and yeah, it's
I mean, no, killing people.
It's just a fucking game.
Just because they don't believe what you believe in, I think that's wrong. But the just left a fucking is no problem. Game.
Yeah.
Spreading the disease. Oh, yeah. It's nothing about saving lives, because if it was, they would have told you to eat right, exercise.
Yeah.
We need less social media and all that stuff. But instead, they just stay in your house. Don't see anyone.
Yeah. That's what they said.
Just listen to the TV. We'll give you all you need to know.
Yep, that's it. That's it.
How do you think it works in China?
Yeah, that's literally what they're trying to... Well, I mean, they're not turning us into China. China wants masculine men. Oh, that was another thing about the movie. That was another thing about the movie.
Yeah.
Every man in the movie was very feminine.
Yeah.
Very feminine.
I believe
there was... The women had all the power. Even in her home life, her father was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. We almost lost you, Pumpkin." And the mother's like, just looking. She's just looking at him with like a scornful look, you know, because she is the one that, you know, the man's supposed to be stoic. You know, like he's not supposed to really hold back, you know, stuff like that. But the mother was the one that had the pants in the family. And I'm like, oh shit, that's not the way that's supposed to go. So she doesn't value her husband at all. And you could tell that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you also see a lot of other really weak looking men and weak acting men. Whether if they're not gay, they may as well be.
Mm.
It was just like that. It's very bad. And so much of this, you know, because... There's so many little clips and parts of the movie that's important. Like, there was the one scene where she was allowed to go to the gate, to queer bowling. And, because remember, she was famous now, so they wanted her to go. Before, she wasn't. They didn't care. But...
How petty gay people can be.
Yeah. And basically, they said, oh, yeah, everybody's a little gay. And she puts her hand like the gay person does, and she's like, oh yeah, and yeah, that you know what, they're trying to push that, and I'm telling you, I've been in areas where they're literally trying to make it where like everybody says, oh, it's a conspiracy, it's not, because I've even talked to gay people about this, and they've literally said they're trying to make it where if you're not gay, you're not, like, gay is like it's a reputation points now. If you're gay and you stand with gay people and ally with them, like, oh, I'm a little bit gay, or talk about, you know, that kind of thing, polyamory, stuff like that, you're praised in the culture now. You're praised in the culture. Oh, you're stunning and brave, you know, and I mean that unironically, stunning and brave when they say that. They're literally trying to make it where, like, again, if you're straight, you're not right. Something's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's stupid.
Yeah, and I've actually been in some servers where a person said, oh, you're just straight? How boring. And it's like, what do you mean? It's like, and they're like, oh, you don't identify as anything?
I don't have to worry about monkeypox.
It's like, I'm a straight white male. And it's like, oh, you don't identify as anything? Oh, that's so boring. And that's because that's the way they're being brought up. And there was a very good point I made yesterday.
Yeah.
And the point I made yesterday was that it doesn't matter if you're in fucking Georgia or Alabama or any of these places.
Yeah.
The curriculum is made in the cities. So the curriculum that the children are learning, even if it's in Alabama, it's going to be progressive because... Yes, it's in the most progressive...
Well, like Georgia, that has a lot of rural areas.
Yeah.
Country folks. But... Atlanta is huge.
Well, no. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about your school district might be in bumfuck Idaho, but your curriculum for the school district in bumfuck Idaho was made in a progressive city elsewhere, like New York or something like that, because that's what they buy.
You know, states, I think local towns.
Not where I was, because when I lived on the East Coast,
yeah,
my material was coming from Texas.
The East. Oh, really?
Yes. Absolutely. So yeah, they have these big corporations that create this. You know, somebody really needs to dig into it. If anybody, you know, on the right is like listening, I know I'm rambling a lot, but check this out. Seriously, go look into the companies that produce the curriculum. One thing we haven't looked at is the companies that are producing this stuff. Where are they from? Who are they? Who's made up of them? You know, we don't know who's writing this stuff. Have we looked into the author credits, the writer credits? Now, this is probably information they don't want you to have. But as a writer myself, I know how to look into other people's writing credits and be like, oh, yeah, this person writes for this, though. This person, you know, it's always what they write for. Because if a person writes for a certain political blog, 9 times out of 10, that means they follow that line of politics. Not always, but for the most part. So if somebody's writing for HuffPo or The Hill or something like that, and they're writing your child's curriculum, you don't want that curriculum.
Nope.
No, you don't want that curriculum. You need to be looking at those writer credits. It's like any other textbook. Now, I don't even know. Sometimes they may not even have textbooks. They may have online things, mm-hmm. but they're still written by people. You got to find out the author of this work and find out, you know, who's writing your biology books, who's writing your science books, who's writing, you know, your English, your math, your sociology, all these social sciences, which are very, very useful to brainwash people. Those kinds of things. You need to find out who's writing that shit. Because if you find out who's writing that shit and you look them up, because nobody can hide on the internet, you can always find out what the hell somebody's written. And you'd be like, okay, well, this person's write like 15 million articles that talk about how much they hate Donald Trump. I don't know if I want them to, you know, be writing my kids' books. And you can even take that up with the school board. Now, for some of you that are homeschooling, because I have heard from a friend of mine who's a mother that she's homeschooled her kids. She took them out. She says it's just gotten too damn bad. She said the homeschooling thing, she's getting her own. And you can look at the curriculum.
Oh, yeah, homeschooling's the
you
way
can
to
get,
go.
You can get the curriculum yourself and look at it yourself with your child.
Yeah,
you need
explain.
To be doing that. You need to explain. Okay, well, see, this is not what we are taught. You need to instill your children with your values, you know, because if you don't, they're going to instill them with their values.
Yeah.
And you may not want their values in your house.
Nope.
It's really, really fucking bad when
I don't think there's anything my own kid could do, which I don't have kids, but nieces and nephews, I have my nieces probably at least half the time, if not more.
Right. And you almost have to act like, I mean, you're pretty much acting not like, well, I mean, a father, a guardian, you have to pretty much do that.
Yeah.
You have to make sure, hey, what are you watching? What are you looking at? Because there's so much shit that they can get influenced by.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just really crazy that we have this.
I mean, there's probably a lot more gay people probably believe the same thing, that they don't want sexual matters or anything like that being pushed on young kids, but at the same time, you gotta think, who would be pushing this, and what does it accomplish? Lower birth rates, lower population, easier to control if there's less people, and if they're raised in the same curriculum, then they're raised Republican. So,
yeah,
I'm not saying that sounds like far-fetched, but a lot of stuff that's been going on in our government in the past couple of years seems far-fetched.
Right, right, right. Okay, well, apparently we'll say one thing. We don't have any music at all, but that's okay. I don't know what happened. It's probably just because it only played one song and that was it. And I didn't shuffle it. It's cool. All right. At any rate, I guess this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We thank you for joining us on this episode of the Grim Rant Show. And we'll see you next time with our retrospective of 2022. And for now, I'm out. Enjoy the decline.
Later.